Tavkuf Ayin He Sif Yud. Kol Tana Shagerzim Hatsibur B'chutz Lords Achlam B'hem B'layla B'dinu K'shar Taniyos B'dinu K'din Shar Taniyos. This Chumra that we have, your Masim B'Yoyim, is in Eretz Yisrael. B'chutz Lords, they were not, the Morses did not undertake such a Chumra. Shagerzim Al Hatsibur Tainis K'gon Sam Kippur, to make a tinus like Yom Kippur, which has, it's 24 hours, and there's all these other Isurim, that was only El Eretz Yisrael, the need for rain in Eretz Yisrael was so significant that they would undertake such tinus. And even so, it's only referring to those 10, which is the second set of three, which is the middle set, and then the seven at the end. Chav hei b'chutz l'oretz. She'ein l'hem nosi she'izur aleihem. It says, part of the reason why we don't have the chumras is because there's nobody empowered to create such a din on them. The da'at ha'chur m'stapkin m'afilu b'eretz is so annoying ha'yom aseir tainis. If that's the reason, nowadays we don't have an Alsin Eretz Yisrael either. And therefore, these tanyos will not be relevant.
There's three switches in the back.
The shichusayu, the kamoy of dinan shom. We could argue the following. There's a concept called shichusayu, the kamoy, which means even though nowadays we don't have people which are fully empowered, before that situation ended, they sort of deputized the remaining what's going to be for the generations to come, and made them their shluchim to represent them. So the more actually uses this word of shlichusai kovdinan, the more uses it in regards to the halachas of that you need bezdin, you need a smuchim for certain halachos of bezdin. The more says, even though we don't have smuchim, certain things which were common issues, bezdin was empowered to paskin because of shichusayu the kamoy kavdinim. We're acting as the representatives of the original people which did have smicha. But the more says that they only invoked that principle for the types of things which were common, but not for other purposes. Okay. Sefiral, they were fasting and then the rain came. So how much rain is called enough rain that they say, well, you know, it's no need to fast anymore. You know, three drops came, obviously that's not what we're looking for. So what's the shear? Kama year the beyond poskiminatinus. How much has to come down which would now allow us to stop fasting? The water will penetrate one tefach down into the dry earth. The dry earth is hard, so it you need a lot of rain to penetrate. So if it penetrates a tefach already, that's significant. Ground which is not totally parched, which is not as hard, would have to penetrate shnei tefachim. The ground which has been worked, which has been plowed, so it's soft and very soft, and the rain penetrates more easily. Shloshet tzvachim. Now, Bashir Kamat Sichim Leila the Vorach Aleim. There's a bracha, thanking Hashem Baruch Hu for the rain. So, how much is that rain do you need for that? Ayin Leil Simreish Chafalov discusses how much you need for that. I don't recall the numbers. Now, Hiskil Leir the Acher Chatzos. So he said, but we mentioned this before, if it starts to rain before Chatzos, they interrupt the fast and they do not complete the fast. If, however, it starts to rain after Chatzos, so loch is yeshlimu oisoyom, they finish off that day, not the rest of the Seder of the three or the seven, but that day they complete the fast. However, if there starts to rain before Chatzos, they do not complete the fast. They go home and they celebrate, and the Erev, after they've rejoiced, with the food and gotten, you know, filled himself up, Yiskab Suba Yarmu Halal Gadol. They say Halal. Halal Gadol means the paragraph of in Tilim which has the 26 times Kilalam Chastar. You say it Shabbos morning. Since the majority of the day already they've been fasting, it's not proper to stop at that point in time. But we do not continue to say slichus or even anenu. Really, we would say halal also. It's not proper to say halal on an empty stomach. Rashi, it's proper to say it when one is filled. Some say even if they're fasting, they're completing the fast, they would still say halal gadol. It started raining, even though it hasn't rain the amount which we say now is to interrupts the tinus. But if it's starting to rain, So if they see that it rains and then it stops raining, so obviously they're not going to break the fast. But if it rains and continues to rain to the point where they have had sufficient, so they would break the fast. Now, the time of breaking is after Chatzos. But since it started raining before Chatzos, they will break the fast after Chatzos when they see that it reaches a certain point. Till Chatzos is still considered morning. So what they go home, and the Yechlev Yishtu. It's not proper to say halal gadol and thank you Kodesh Baruch Hu unless a person feels satiated. Now, that which you want to say halal gadol after davening is finished, you want to add in halal gadol later in the day, we say it's not proper to do it in an empty stomach. A person wants to add in, if it started raining early in the morning before davening, they want to add it to Shacharis, that's mutter. Even though they can't eat anything, they can't eat before davening. We have no problem saying Halal Gadol, Shabbos morning, before in the Pesuk of the Zimra. Mochum the Shichris, in a situation where afraid that people will get drunk, intoxicated, so going home and eating and drinking is not a great idea. You're not going to get your tzibur back because they're going to drink. So then, they would first say the halal and then they would go and eat and drink. So a situation would be the following, where the halacha is if the rain started before chatzos, they may interrupt. They're not machliv. If the rebbe tzibur wants to fast, they can fast. So they chose to do that. So you would say halal in the afternoon, even though you have not eaten yet. Halal gadol amid heim chav vav kilalam chastoy. That's the 26 verses of kilalam chastoy. Mechayisin moedim anach tuloch. Then we say the paragraph moedim anach tuloch akotipa v'tipa k'moshe kosu b'simon reish chaval. We say the language over there of the tefillah mentions in Reish Chaval, that we thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for every drop of rain, etc. Shem and Yachid Tzarech Lebarech. By doing so, the Yachid no longer has to make his own personal bracha. Vishah Asal Kodem Hoidu, Shem Al Sinei Baruch Hu Hashem, Ha'imdim Reveis Hashem. You see the paragraph of that Shem Al. Mal and Nesim Ksei Horetz. You say that pasuk also. Let's finish off. Good days. And I mean, how will God elik shemen will be yom tanisim daafter? If on the day of their fasting, their answer, you say how will God elenenu ad yom shala achar tanisim loy. If only answer the next day, we don't say.
Amen al tanisam loy.
It wasn't the fast which did it, but rather it was this Rashi had Rachmanis.
It wasn't a Kabbalist tefillah that we're taking the of accepting our tefillahs, so that's not the nusach that we say.
Similarly, if it rained before they started fasting, so it was right there wasn't them. So that's not halal gadol.
This elamikra askala lisanus. Masha b'stimas amechaber the filo oisin atanias shemasikim mibodyan.
Even atanias, which he did start to fast because he started already by sunset. And it happened to Belilah.
He come walk him, Iker Tanis Maslam Memura Shachar Ve'elich, Loikadim.
The main time of the Tanis is in the morning. So therefore, at night time, even though they started fasting, and then their answer, they will not say Halal Gadol.
Because we're not connecting the two.
Interesting
that the nusach